Hello, this is Fizz at Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry. Here is part three of The Lost Art of Tin Nickel Plating by Lou Morin.
Now, how else do you know that you've got the right deposit? Well, these in the days were the magnet gauge was an important instrument, that is to say, a magnet, hairspring loaded, big watch spring, you may say, where you tension the spring to pull the magnet away from what it was attracted to. And tin nickel is completely non-magnetic. This is most emphatic. And in spite, you may say, of my God, it's a 101 nickel. But no, it's non-magnetic. I've never found a way that indicated a magnetic property. And I think that's important for copper-based alloys because it is a diffusion barrier or diffusion-absorbing layer, depending on types of overplate and temperatures, that is a hard metal like tin nickel. Another habit was that after doing the hull cell panel, rinsing it off, logging in the lab book, always had a dropper bottle of concentrated nitric on hand. Always also the nitrile etches and so on for microscopic cross-sectioning because that was the only sure way at the time of knowing what you were doing. Apart from assay, of course, but that's a mathematical calculation. You wonder where the plating really is. Another subject. Put a drop of any of the acids that were handy on your hull cell panel in the up to 25 ampere per square foot range. And if there was any attack when you came back 5 minutes later or an hour later, you knew something was wrong. It is that corrosion resistant for that thin a coating. Remember, it's compressively stressed. Anyway, to get back to the operating parameters, under today's OSHA laws at 150F, it would require ventilation, but it would be in the low end, the 100 cubic foot a minute per square foot of tank area, not in the high end of a spray. There's no spray from it. It's 100% cathode and anode deficiency. The other thing, however, would be the pollution abatement involved, because as soon as you go into the rinse tank, you drop out stannic tin, which is mechanical, filterable, that is, and you solubilize some nickel, so I would envision that, and I never recycle drag out, because I made stannic tin, and that's the impurity, if there is one. What it does is, since it's not readily soluble in the plating solution, it acts as a mechanical soil, particles on your deposit. So you can't recycle back, but you could filter it out if it's necessary as part of your pollution abatement system. Now, at a hot 2.5, 2.8 pH chloride-fluoride solution, you better make sure that your operator wears face mask, gloves, and apron to be under his face mask, because that'll hurt. And you have to be have operators that fully understand what a hot fluoride burn is all about. So it can't happen. That's one of the onuses that I think makes people a little bit afraid of a tin nickel plating. However, there are a lot of other platings that are equally as dangerous. Much more so would be chrome plating, for instance, which are mass production. You just have to recognize the beast that you're working with. So why is it a lost art? Well, it's because the operating instructions don't give you the parameters, don't give you what to look for. All of us are busy. We blunder along. We try. We give up. Oh, another job. Almost forgot. Was the paddles that go and read relay electrical contacts. My customer was IBM up in Essex Junction. And mind you, we tried many platings. The traditional, a paddle, oh, I forgot the exact dimension, but imagine, if you would, a 0.010 diameter nickel iron alloy wire, one end of which is flat and maybe a 16th of an inch wide by 3/16 of an inch long. And if you were to take two such pieces, paddles, and seal them in a glass tube, so that there's a very tiny gap between the two paddles. Remember, the nickel iron, that's why you can seal in glass at each end. And anyway, that little tiny gap could be closed by the influence of an outside magnet. So these were, technology has changed, the card readers for IBM punch cards. And you can imagine how many tens of thousands of these things a day. And I had tried every coating, including ruthenium. The traditional plating on these things, and they're all tip-plated, that is to say the paddle end only, because the round end has to be sealed in the glass, was a triple 0.02 inches of a 24-carat gold, followed by about a third of a micron of rhodium, and the purpose of the rhodium was to prevent electrical welding when the contacts open and close in the vacuum that they are. What IBM was looking for was 400 milliwatt contact, and to have that low contact resistance with the force of only a magnet moving the pieces together. Imagine what a small force mating surface that is. And tin nickel did it, and it did it for years, and the job ran for years. 400 milliwatt, I assure you, is about five times the normal current carrying ability of the rhodium over gold. Don't be concerned with dollars of material there. The pieces are so small that it amounted to but a few dollars per thousand levers for even expensive materials such as rhodium and gold. But the tin nickel was functional there for a higher current carrying ability without cold welding. Now, this too was iron, and this too broke my rules. However, this operates in a vacuum. Oh, I would have the tin nickel solution in a shop, wherever, go back to a job shop again. What a heck of a nice way it was to prepare difficult to plate base metals for subsequent plating. Monel, stainless steel, or just leave it in that hot chloride-fluoride solution for about a minute, current off. Rinse it off, and then you can plate anything on top of it. Excellent way of preparing those difficult-to-plate metals for plating as a substitute for the Woods-Nickel system. You want to talk about an odd job. How about racing boat propellers that used to come in from an outfit in Italy? Bronze and steel, carbon steel, tin nickel plated. There was racing only because the Italian group swore that it had the lowest coefficient of friction with water of any plating that they ever tried, that it was amazingly cavitation resistant even in thin coatings, more than lasts a race.
Hello again. This is Fizz at finishing.com saying so long until next time. Copyright 2006, finishing.com.